Thirsty? You've come to the right place to wet your whistle. It's the Liquid Lifestyle with Ryan McGarian, a full hour of liquid refreshment. Now, here's Ryan. Everybody was dancing
in the moonlight. And a very happy Saturday afternoon to you, my thirsty listener. And at the sound of my voice is flowing into your ears like a rich and well-balanced old-fashioned whiskey cocktail, you know that you're riding the earth with us here at the Liquid Lifestyle on the Radio Northwest Network. And as always, I am your host and on-air bartender, Ryan McGarian. And if you're joining us for the very first time, this little show of mine is dedicated to all things liquid and delicious, with, of course, a special leaning towards potent potables, in the form of spirits and cocktails and brews and wines, with the occasional foray into coffee and tea. And, of course, along with the fine folks and joints in cities and awesome places that serve them up, right here in the Pacific Northwest, or as you may have experienced in the past, parts far, far beyond. All right, so today I am stoked to have with me Toberific, my friend Travis Tober, one of the great bartenders in America who has been down plying his trade in Austin, Texas for many, many years. And very recently, he just took on a really exciting new position here at Portland's House Spirits Distillery. And if you listened last week, you got to hear Christian Krogstad, their master distiller and founder, talk about the distillery. But Travis is in town this week, so we thought we'd catch up with him. Travis, welcome to the show, man.
Glad to be here. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, dude, so good. It's always fun hanging out with you, man. Your energy is massive, dude, and I'm looking forward to our conversation. But tell me a little bit. So, I mean, you know, how did you get involved with this little, actually not so little, Portland operation? I mean, you're a bartender down in Austin. How many years have you been bartending, man?
I've been behind the bar or in the bar industry for about 18 years now. Started right when I was 18 in Buffalo, New York, and then had some stopovers in Palm Beach, Las Vegas, and most recently, and probably my last stop, Austin, Texas. Finally found my home there.
Oh,
and
man.
I've been out there for about 4 years, January 1st.
Oh, 4 years. So nice, man. Yeah. So 4 years and 6 days.
Yeah, 4 years and 6 days.
Just right exactly. On the money there. Mm-hmm. So tell me about, obviously the bartending career around the world is wide in scope. There are bartenders who work in various kinds of bars, beer bars, and you have sports bars and nightclubs. Specifically, you know, we talk a lot about the craft space, bars that specialize in cocktails using fine ingredients and having this perspective of passionate production, yada, yada, yada. When did you become passionate about the kind of product and I guess, craft aspect of our trade?
I always like to refer to it as when it stopped being just to pay the bills and just love to come to work and do exactly amazing, great things and give a great experience. I want to say the aha moment for me was in 2006. I was in Palm Beach, and I was out there. I got recruited by a good friend of mine, Philip Raimondo, who's now with Beam Centauri.
He's a good dude.
He's a great dude. He's my original mentor as far as craft cocktails were. And he reached out to me. They were opening up a Palm Beach Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, and at the time he was the beverage director nationwide.
I remember that. Yeah. Yeah, I've been around a bit too, my man. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. So you get exposed to what we call craft, I guess, under Mr. Raimondo's tutelage in Palm Beach. And how many years before Austin was that?
That was 5 years before Austin. So I had a layover in Vegas, went back to Florida, and then back to Vegas for a couple of years to get my mindset straight.
Dude, you are a road warrior, man. That's awesome, dude. So you get the bug. You start moving around. You're honing your craft. And a lot of this episode, you know, we talked before we got on the air about is kind of like talking a lot about Austin and the culture there. What was your first gig in Austin? And why don't we just start there? What was your first gig in Austin?
I really lucked out. I started at a place. It was called 11 Plates. it was basically right when I got to town. I didn't know anybody. I knew one bartender, Bill Norris, who's now the national beverage director for Alamo Drafthouse.
Yeah, dude, I've seen those. They got like movie theaters.
Yeah, movie
like,
theaters, cocktails. They just opened up in San Francisco. It's amazing.
There'll be one here soon.
Yeah, there will. Yeah, there will be, definitely, for sure.
Probably in the Pearl District.
More than likely. I kind of didn't really know anybody. I was in Las Vegas. I was just kind of done with the rat race in Las Vegas. Always wanted to move to Texas. Visited back in like 2001 with Austin. Fell in love with it. And I was like, this is it. I'm going to Texas. Like, I don't know anybody. It doesn't matter. I'm going to uproot everything and just kind of move out there and, you know, hit him up. And, you know, he's like, you know, I was in the United States Bartenders Guild in Las Vegas, transferred my membership, you know, went to the first meeting. Took basically, you know, when I tell people they move to Austin, I was like, you know what? Nobody's going to hire you when you're applying over the line. It's, you know, bartenders are very, you know, transient bunch a lot of times in Austin even. So I was like, I'm going to go out there. First job comes up. Take it, and then, you know, I'll find something I love out there. And that's exactly what came up. You know, it was just general looking over and this place, 11 Plates Wine Bar, was doing a cocktail program. I emailed my resume. I was doing cocktails at RM Seafood in Las Vegas. Had a meeting, had a great
that
meeting.
Rick Moonen, is that
yeah. what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Moonen Spice. Me and J.R. Starkus were over there.
I know J.R.
Yeah, we were doing cocktails.
Small world.
Yeah. Yeah, so he hired me over there and helped him do the cocktails over there. Went, you know, moved to Austin, found this 11 Plates of Wine, and actually it's going to come about in a roundabout way. I was working with the chef there. Four Seasons popped up like the next day, and it's a 3 or 4 month process to get hired at the Four Seasons, background checks, you know.
And was this a new Four Seasons in Austin or existing?
No, it was an existing one, and really it's been there for 27 years now, so it's one of the like OG Four Seasons, you know,
old
I mean?
School,
yeah, old school, and you know, I mean, obviously, Four Seasons has a name behind it, and I was like, I went to the interview, you know, walked in, and you know, there was like, this is the deal. We're a hotel bar. We know these cocktails are coming. We want to do cocktail programs. We don't know how to do it. We want somebody who knows how to do it. I was like, I'm your guy. Took me a few months to do it, and if you don't know, in Austin, South by Southwest was right in the middle of there, and business at hotels stops for a month for South by Southwest. It's 14 days of craziness of just 100% booked. So there wasn't a lot of, you never get hired 2 weeks before or 2 weeks after South by Southwest. It just doesn't happen.
It's just mayhem.
Yeah, exactly. So like they were like, hey, we can bring you on right before South by Southwest, but we don't want, I mean, like literally my other South by Southwest at the Four Seasons, I rang by myself, you know, $10,000 in craft cocktails. Like,
wow.
It was nuts. So yeah, so I joined there. I was like, I'm your
guy. So you drop like 20 lbs during that
period. Oh yeah, no, you don't sleep. I mean, it's 15-hour shifts and you just...
You can't eat enough not just to keep the weight on, can you?
No, exactly. You just run, snack, go back. It's absolute insanity. So yeah, Four Seasons, met the bar manager of the Lobby Lounger, Jim Lee, still a fantastic friend of mine. And he's like, hey, I'm really into cocktails. I don't know too much about it, but I want to support you however I do it. It was a perfect, perfect storm of, you know, a beverage director left there. The new beverage director came in. I just started. He's like, I'm behind you too. Everybody's behind you. You know, the PR department goes and everybody's like, all right, I think he kind of knows what he's doing. And then I made the finals of a Tales of the Cocktail Handshake and Daiquiri contest.
Nice.
In 2011. Okay. And went out there. And now that's when Four Seasons is like, well, hell, he knows what's going on. You know, he knows exactly, you know, this cocktail thing. You know, Tales of the Cocktail is a big deal. You know, they paid for me to get out, or Tales of the Cocktail paid out there. They paid for some seminars. Went out there and started networking, meeting more people. And, you know, I was starting to just, you know, I entered every competition, went to every event, every USBG event. Like, I just made sure, you know, working on my personal brand.
Yeah.
And
that's so important. I mean, I think that it has gotten so competitive out there for bartenders who want to, you know, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with just making a full career of being behind the stick. I mean, if you have the body and the mindset and the desire to do it, for sure. But, you know, most bartenders are looking to kind of expand into different kind of tentacles, so to speak, of the industry. And it's critical to kind of be mindful of your personal brand, huh, Travis?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if this is, you know, I'm a lifer. I've been a lifer since forever. You know, I made a decision a long time ago. I'm always do something in the bar industry. It's people I love. You know, I get you know, when I was bartending, I get to pay to hang out with my friends. You know, the guests that come in are my friends. You know, I give them a great experience. High fives and handshakes. That's
high fives and handshakes. That's the name. That has got to be the name of a bar in Austin or some dope southern place that is owned by Travis Tober one day. Once again, you are listening to the Liquid Lifestyle on the Radio Northwest Network. We are kicking it with Travis Tober, one of America's great bartenders out of Austin. So he's going to be talking a little bit about the Austin scene in a little bit. He's also House Spirits Distillery's new director of on-premise outreach. Round two coming up in just a second. And welcome back to the Liquid Lifestyle on the Radio Northwest Network. I hope you are enjoying a very peaceful Saturday afternoon. Perhaps you have a frosty beverage in your hand, or perhaps, you know, given the weather, you have a nice warm hot toddy, or if you're here in Portland, of course, Spanish coffee up in your grubby little mitts. But once again, we're chatting with Travis Tober, House Spirits Distillery's director of on-premise outreach nationally, also one of America's great bartenders based in Austin. So we're going to, one of the things about this interview I was so excited about was to get to know Austin a little bit more specifically, because we've got a new nonstop flight heading down that way. But before we get into Austin, I do want to wrap up what we were talking about in the last segment about how a bartender, a great bartender from Austin, ended up in this position, director of national outreach for on-premise. So when did you make that first connection with House Spirits Distillery?
Well, I mean, I still remember the first time I seen the bottle was in Las Vegas at the RMC Food. Seen it, tried it, loved it. You know, kind of, I was in the mode getting ready to move to Austin. And, you know, funny enough, I'm behind the stick at the Four Seasons. One of the reps around DC is like, hey, I got a gentleman I want to introduce you to. He's on the road from House Spirits. It's Chris John Krogstad. He comes in.
Last week's guest.
And he comes in and, hey, how's it going? And we tasted gins and, you know, we're sitting there talking about it. And he's like, yeah, he was doing a market visit. You know, nothing really came about it. And then 2 or 3 months later, I get contact from RNDC. That's the distributor out there, and it's like they're looking for a part-time brand ambassador. I've been offered a couple things, a couple of vodkas that really interested me, stuff like that. And
because you were minding your brand, thinking, what is the Tober brand, and what does it align with?
Yeah, I can't get something behind. I wasn't thrilled to work with, and they're like, it's House Spirits, it's Aviation Gin. I was like, I'm in, and you know, they reached out. I met Brooke the year previous at the San Antonio Cocktail Conference. You know, we talked, not in depth about anything, but just kind of hung out. And, you know, next thing I know, like, hey, keep these 2 days open. Brooke comes out. We go out and hang out. I introduce her to a bunch of people, this, and that. Go to breakfast the next day, and she's like, here it is. This is, you know, a part-time job. This is what we want to do. You know, we're thrilled. You know, we need some presence in Texas. You know, although you're not from Texas, you're very Texas-like.
I'm gonna agree with that statement.
Yeah. I found it. I was born in Buffalo, New York.
It's like they grew you here, man. It's exactly. Like they just pulled you out of a field, man.
So I was like, yeah, I'm on board. And from day one, you know, I live, breathe, love the brand. Love House Spirits, love the family vibe. You know, I talk to people, I'm like, you know, we got a fancy bottling line of 5 hipster kids in skinny jeans just making, filling bottles and putting labels on my hand, you know.
Dude, that's what happens at a distillery when it's located east of the Willamette Ocean. It's the great divide. I mean, the jeans get skinnier, the glasses get bigger, the beards get thicker. Portland's pretty, I mean, you get to spend a little time here. Portland's pretty sick, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is the Northwest version of Austin, or Austin's the Southwest version of Portland. Now, you know, however you want to look at it.
Yeah, it's kind of this triumvirate. You got the Brooklyn, Portland, Austin triangle, man. We got to think of a name for that, man. Right. I'm gonna dwell on that this afternoon. So your early period with House Spirits was as a brand supporter, brand ambassador, working more on a part-time basis. But man, this is a big deal for you. So you just jumped into a full-time position. Big leap. When did that come about, and what does that entail?
You know, it started, you know, the rumors and the mummies of it started in the talks a couple of months ago, and, you know, see if I was interested, because yes, it is a big, huge change in lifestyle and everything like that. Like, would you be interested in, you know, because a lot of times there's people, bartenders that just want to bartend and that's what they want to do. And I was like, you know, this is one of the most amazing opportunities to work with, you know, one of my mentors, you know, friends and boss, you know, Brooke Arthur, you know, there's always bar programs, there's always other bars, and I wasn't, you know, a vested partner in the last bar I was at, and I was like, yeah, I think this is something I really, really want to do. Let me think about it, thought about it, talked to loved ones and family, and, you know, I was like, yeah, I'm in.
Good counsel, yeah, man. You got to seek good counsel.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man. So you've been at this specific position. You're just getting your feet wet with it, right? And you're up in Portland this week just going through a massive top-to-bottom distillery immersion, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sat with the lead distiller, Miles, and we went through and, you know, just going through, you know, obviously, yes, of course, Aviation Gin, but the Aquavie, the Westward Whiskey, you know, how much of the new distillery is dedicated just to the whiskey. So, yeah, I mean, just like a full-on immersion. You know, this is the second or third time I've been to the new distillery and absolutely love it. And it's huge, huge space.
Pretty sick, huh?
Yeah, it's like seven times the size of the last place, which is, well, always, and I think with you and everybody, and, you know, always have a small place in everybody's heart. You know,
oh, of course.
The little distillery that could.
Oh, man. I mean, just for me, it's just like in 10 years to see it go from like a couple people, you know, who probably were better at throwing frisbees than building a distillery to what it's become today. It's a pretty special reality. So you're here for a few more days, and then do you just kind of launch your? I mean, do we just put you into orbit, and are you just on the road, like just pimping the gin and the whiskey and the vodka, or what happens once you've gotten through the summers? What does your rhythm look like after this?
I mean, obviously, when I get back, I'm going to take a nice little weekend in Austin, but after that, it's on to the San Antonio Cocktail Conference.
We
call it the big show in Texas. I mean, it's starting to get national acclaim.
As it should. It was founded by our friend Sasha Petrasky, and that guy was just, you know, he shifted him and his proteges really shifted the industry. So that's got to be a really intellectual opportunity.
It absolutely is. It's one of my, you know, it's a lot of, you know, seminars during the day that really, I think, get to, you know, are based towards, you know, building, you know, the up and coming bartenders, and, you know, not so much, you know, bartending 101 or craft cocktail bartending 101, but it's 201, you know, so there's a lot of good stuff. There's a lot of great information, and
it's the masters, not the bachelors.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a lot of fun. It's very Texas-like, and, you know, the people that run it, Jenny Rabb, amazing individual. You know, it's all for charity. It's 100%, all goes right back to charity. You know, every year it goes to like, a kid gets a heart, like, legitimately to children's charities in San Antonio and all around Texas.
Oh, man. So it's, man, their scene came up fast. It actually started, as I recall, at Bohannon
yes.
Steakhouse when they hired Sasha to do their bar program. And I remember Sasha, you know, because, you know, he's a personal friend of mine, just talking about just being very passionate mm-hmm. about the opportunity to kind of, you know, do something exciting in San Antonio. And it's really cool how that whole educational opportunity and get together has emerged, and just in general, like, it's just been crazy how, like, cocktail conferences, cocktail weeks have just, in the last 5 years, it's just been berserk, huh?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Like I said, with the Bohannons, you know, I call that a feeder bar. So that's the original bar, you know, in that town that started craft cocktails.
It's the son of the cocktail solar system,
yep,
in that city.
Exactly. And then the people start moving away and opening up another cocktail programs and doing that.
Oh, man. Dude, this is such a great conversation. But this is the end of round two. We're talking with Travis Tober, the director of on-premise outreach for House Spirits Distillery. Back for round three in just a second. And welcome back to The Liquid Lifestyle here on the Radio Northwest Network. As always, I am your host and on-air bartender, Ryan McGarrion, and we are enjoying a sweet little afternoon conversation with my man, Travis Tober, House Spirits Distillery's Director of On-Premise Outreach, one of America's great bartenders, a fixture on the Austin, Texas scene. My man is hanging out up here in P-Town for a week, immersing himself in the new distillery here at House Spirits. And man, you know, I want to kind of shift gears a little bit because, I mean, it's, you know, people are really excited about Austin. And then, you know, like we talked about in the last segment, you know, Portland, Austin, And I guess Brooklyn kind of share this kind of kinship of kind of, I don't know, quote-unquote weirdness, quote-unquote hipster. I don't even know what it is, but they're all unique. They're all so vibrant, young, progressive, and exciting. So I want to talk a lot about, you know, what you think is actually just get your perspective on what Austin is and what in the scene there. And, you know, I was just thinking about it. You know, we just got that nonstop flight out of PDX. I think it started November 5th, man. Leaves at 9:30 a.m., get you in there late in the afternoon, man. You can just, you can hit the ground running. You can roll over to my man Chris Bostick's half step, have a nice crisp daiquiri and plot your next move. But man, I mean, so much to talk about with Austin, but let's just talk food and beverage, because that's what we like to talk about most on this show, or specifically beverage. You know, tell me about the Austin cocktail scene, Travis.
I mean, it's growing leaps and bounds. You know, we had, like what I was talking about, Hannon's, that feeder bar, that bar that kind of started it all. You know, that was, you know, Fino with Bill Norris behind a stick. That was one of them.
Eastside Fino?
Fino.
And that's Austin, right?
Yeah. That's Austin. It's no longer there, but okay. It was definitely one of the ones that started. And Eastside Showroom are kind of like the granddaddies and Pesce. Those are the three that were...
So those are the three kind of alphas.
Yeah.
The first, that's were the top of the Stellara, so to speak.
Exactly. Awesome. Exactly. So yeah, I mean, it just kind of took from there. It's a great tourist town, as Portland is as well. So people come in from all over, and you know, you walk in and you walk into Pesce with these big, tall back bars and all the scotch and whiskey and gin, vodka, everything you've ever wanted. It started out as an absinthe bar. I mean, they kind of steered away from that a little bit, but
yeah, you think?
Yeah. Dots and dots.
I tell you, it's a little bit of a nuclear niche, is
yeah,
what we'll call it.
That's exactly.
A narrow slice of drinkers right there, but
yeah, exactly.
Smart move, guys.
Yeah, for sure. But So, you know, it just kind of it highlighted from there. You know, a few people got trained. Brian Dressel was over at the Eastside Showroom. You know, he's now in Georgia running stuff out there. And, you know, we kind of just all branched out. I came in kind of like second generation. Like, it was still like the USBG was still like 50 members, you know, kind of small. And then, you know, I roll in and, you know, we're still, you see the shift change now. Like, we have these bartenders, you know, I go to, you know, we have 200 members and we go out to, you know, parties. I don't know these people that just moved to town. You know, we got, you know, this girl, Amanda Cardo, just moved from Pittsburgh, and she's over, you know, bartending off the new Kimpton Hotel. There's new hotels everywhere. New restaurants popping up every day.
And they're packed. Huh.
They're packed. It's busy. You know, it's busy. And, you know, the thing is, you know, great food, great service, good product. You know, people are going to keep on coming. And, you know, we can't keep up with it. We have like 150 people a day moving. And, you know, unfortunately, we don't have the public transportation system like you all do here.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's growing pains, but it's amazing. It's a vibrant city. You know, you can walk into, you can still walk into a lot of bars and get a beer and a shot of whiskey for $3, $4.
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, the $3 special, man. Do you guys have, I mean, I'm thinking about how Austin and P-Town might be similar. Is it like bike crazy there? I mean, is everybody on bicycles over there?
There's a ton of bicycles. I mean,
bike-friendly city, man.
Friendly, yeah, we have the bike share program.
Environmental sound.
We got the same thing. The Cardigos, you know, there's no parking downtown, so everybody's biking. We got bike lanes everywhere. You know, I mean, Portland and Austin are eerily similar. It's really crazy.
More than even people might, even though it's promoted that way, it's truly that way.
No, it's completely 100% honest. I mean, we got, you know, Keep Austin Weird was one of our original sayings, and it meant to support local business. And, you know, I see chains close every day or just are not as successful in downtown Austin or the surrounding areas.
Yeah, and in urban areas in general. I mean, like in Portland, you know, chains work just fine, but they're more in the outlying areas. When you get central, when you get around the Willamette Ocean, when you get, you know, in tight, especially on the east side, you're not seeing much. You're seeing a lot of like really specific kind of intellectual perspectives on food and beverage. But what would you say are some of like the cocktail bars of the moment in Austin? I mean, a few come to my mind, Half Step and Midnight Cowboy and Bar Congress. Is that what it is?
Yeah, there's Bar Congresses out there. They're kind of doing a second bar and kitchen, and Bar Congress, they're going through a redo right now. They just shut down another site, so they're going to actually make it larger. Half Step, you know, the cocktail Haven on Rainy Street, which is one of our mini bar districts. Chris Bostick's still killing it over there. I know there's a lot of stuff coming. There's a 7 Grand that's going to be opening down there.
Oh, that's a great... So for those who don't know about 7 Grand, it's this massive whiskey. It's not even a bar; it's an experience that started in downtown Los Angeles, but was created, I think, by our friend Sed Moses, right?
Isn't
that one of
yep.
Sed's? Mm-hmm. Sed's a bar owner down in L.A. And that thing's just—they moved to San Diego, and now, of course, they're going to Austin.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, whiskey, Austin,
yeah, exactly.
Travis Tober, dude. Once again, I'm going to jump in. We are talking with Travis Tober, a world-class bartender out of Austin, also House Spirits Distillery's Director of On-Premise Outreach. So Bar Congress and then Half Step, and then you've got the Seven Grand happening.
Townsend right now is my favorite bar of the month.
Townsend. Like Peter Townsend from The Who.
Exactly. So it's Townsend.
Better be good.
2 blocks from the Capitol.
Okay.
Like you walk out
two
the
two blocks from the Capitol.
And you look and there's the
good
Capitol.
Good name for a cocktail.
2 blocks from the Capitol. So yeah, Justin Elliott's running an amazing program out there. You know, it took a few minutes to get going because it was, you know, the only bar in 3 or 4 blocks and the only cocktail bar probably in 5 or 6 blocks. So, you know, downtown Austin, you know, we have Dirty Six, or they call it Historic Six. East Six is kind of what the Hipster Six.
Okay.
And
H6.
So, yeah, exactly. So there wasn't really too many cocktail bars downtown. There was Midnight Cowboy, Firehouse, you know, then you started getting Garage Bar. And then now Townsend moved in. The Roosevelt Room just moved in. Justin Lavenue's new place. So we now downtown, there's more cocktail-centric bars, and you can do a little cocktail tour and just you can hit 5 or 6 bars and all within 5 minutes. It's a very walkable city, just like downtown Portland.
Oh, that's nice, man. I've only been there once, and it was for short, man. I got to jump on that nonstop flight down to the AUS, man. So size-wise, off the top of my head, is Portland size 75% of Portland, 60% of Portland? Bigger than Portland?
Bigger than Portland. Technically,
whoa,
we are the 11th largest city in the United States.
Whoa!
Yeah, no kidding.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and San Antonio is number 7, I believe, which is...
What?
Yeah, four of the top 11 cities in the United States.
Are they going to throw together at some point?
I mean, there is. It's a quick hour in between. We might do the whole Dallas-Fort Worth merger thing.
And
just
man.
Make that a super city.
And just get one of the some folks from Japan to come make you one of those bullet trains back and forth.
Yeah, I would love it.
A mega bar car. Maybe get a 7 grand bar car.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. But yeah, no. We're a large, bustling city. You know, a high concentration of population downtown. High apartment buildings. And then there's like the east side, little houses all around. And, you know, I mean.
Sounds a lot like Portland.
It is. It's
without
like,
the hills.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Without the big mountains.
It's very city centric, very like, I mean, there's you guys have the river that's separates west and east.
Yeah.
We have a river that separates north and south.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're very like, if you're in north, you don't go over to south too
whoa.
Often. If you're south, you don't go over to
it's
north.
It's like the Outsiders.
Yeah, exactly. It's
the tracks,
exactly
dude.
Like that.
Awesome, man. What's the beer scene like out there? Everybody knows that I love to talk me some good beer. And I got to figure that Austin's probably got a lively little brew scene going on.
Actually, fantastic brew scene. Funny that you mentioned it. My buddies, longtime brewers and, you know, brewery workers just opened up Friends and Allies Brewing. They're literally just...
Friends and Allies?
Friends and Allies.
I love that.
Yeah, it's actually conditioning. They sent me a text message that they're putting in the brightening tank today, and it's going to be starting out at the Alamo Draft House in about a week or like a week and a half's time. And they're, you know, they're going to be in 40 accounts right off the way, and they're just doing everything right. And it's kind of crazy. They're brewing at a different brewery, a co-op brewery. And then they're selling out of there as they're building their new brewery right now, which happens to be right next to a rock climbing gym on the east side.
As it would be.
Yeah, as it would be.
Because those things go together.
Hand in hand.
As long as you got the rope.
Yeah, exactly. So it's right next to a rock climbing gym. It's on the east side. It's cool little up in, you know, the east side is kind of turned into like brewery central. So we got all these little breweries right down there. And I think there's 4 or 5 new breweries, but that's the one I'm the most excited about.
Friends and Allies, man. That is definitely kind of that sounds like a fun place to hang out.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's going to be great.
Oh, man. I got to get down there. So once again, we're chatting with Travis Tober, the Director of On-Premise Outreach nationally for House Spirits Distillery here in Portland. He's based in Austin. He is an exemplary bartender, and he's just hanging out in Portland getting his feet wet in the new distillery. And we're just coming up on the end of the third round. Back at you for more for our final round in just a few minutes. And welcome back to the Liquid Lifestyle on the Radio Northwest Network, where we are chatting with Travis Tober of House Spirits Distillery, their director of on-premise outreach nationally. He's reaching out and spending time with the great bartenders around the country. Man, this has been so much fun, just learning a little bit more about you and your past and how you got involved with the craft, and then moving into what's happening with your new position. And then, you know, talking Austin once again, we have that new nonstop flight every day, 9:30 a.m., getting us out there. So it's been cool to kind of hear about which bars and restaurants are really kind of hitting on full steam right now. But, you know, in this last round, I think I just kind of want to make you the tour. Like, all right, so old boy here is planning a three-day trip to Austin, and I'm getting on that flight. I'm hydrated. I'm milk-thistled. I am slept well, and I'm going to arrive there late Friday afternoon, and I got Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, and Sunday night, and out Monday morning. What would you have? Start on Friday night. Where am I going? Get off the plane. What am I doing first, Travis?
Get off the plane. You're ready to go. Live music. Fantastic live music. And it's the type of live music that when you see it, they don't play covers. They play their own stuff. And you're like...
It's like Nashville.
Yeah, like Nashville. It's absolutely like Nashville. I mean, there's 50 to 75 shows going on every night. 90% of the time, zero cover to get in. You know, you get a cheap Lone Star and you watch some anywhere.
Lone Star?
Yeah, Lone Star.
Is that a Lone Star?
That's a beer.
It's a lager. It's like Schunderbach.
Yeah, that's exactly... No, it's the cores of Texas. It's your all's Rainier.
Oh, beer. It's a bottled water of Texas.
Exactly. That's it.
Got it.
Yeah, no. In hand, you got a bottle of Lone Star. You're out. You want to check out one of my favorites is Dale Watson, kind of like a swing country, Texas country band.
Woo.
And, I mean, there's a difference between country music and Texas country.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a little outlaw, kind of just hang out and, you know, a little bit more, not so much more twangy, but a lot more dancey.
A little more broken glass.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, you go check out, like, Dale Watson, or you see, you know, you can go up and walk to four or five shows, and these guys that are playing, amazing. And you're thinking to yourself when you're watching them, like, if these guys aren't superstars, like, who the hell is making it in the world today? And that's just how it is. You know, you just go in, and you can walk into, you know, a coffee shop, and this band is just killing it, you know, like an acoustic band, and every kind of music you ever wanted to hear is always going on.
Dude, let's go to Austin right now, man. You're getting me so pumped. So you're going to see music on your first night.
Yeah.
Hopefully you don't do it too hard. You get up on Saturday. I'm thinking coffee. Where am I getting coffee in Austin?
My favorite is Cafe Medici. Okay. They have three in downtown Austin, one in South Congress, and then one right on the University of Texas, which is the one I go to.
And they're making out. Are they a roaster? Or are they like a multi roaster like we have with barista here, where they're selecting really dope beans to make coffee with for you?
Exactly. They're selecting really good beans, and they'll do it with a lot of local roasters. There's a local roaster there, Casa Brazil, which is my favorite. Joel does a great job. He has a doctorate in coffee, for God's sakes.
As you would.
Yeah. So
that sounds like a Portland, Brooklyn, Austin thing, right?
Totally. Doctorate in coffee. You know, we used them at my last bar. We used those guys, and they put out really great product. Cafe Medici is one of my favorites. There's Thunderbird Coffee. I mean, it's like Portland. There's, you know.
Endless.
Yeah, an endless amount of coffees.
Oh, my goodness, man. So I'm hitting a coffee joint, and then I'm thinking I just need to go do something, maybe exercise, just to go for a hike. What am I, any local outlying areas? Do I go swimming somewhere? I seem to think of like swimming holes or hikes. What do you do in the afternoon on that Saturday?
It's Zilker Park. I mean, it's a huge downtown park, you know, much in the, you know, Central Park type status. You know, a lot of festivals are held there, but they have this great little spring called Barton Springs Pool.
Okay.
And it's always at 68 degrees in the winter or in summer. So it refreshes you in the summer and warms you up in the winter.
Okay.
And it's just this live actual spring pool that, you know, there's still a diving board, like 1970s style. You're doing flips off into it.
Kind of like, I'm totally picturing, what's that, the Sandlot, the pool at the Sandlot.
Exactly.
Does it have the same lifeguard moment?
Yeah, I wish.
I bet it's even better.
yeah, exactly. So there's, you know, there's tadpoles in there. It's like a living, breathing thing. And it's this pool. And, you know, people are doing, you know, it's a huge pool. People are doing like Olympic swims across and training for that. And, you know, as true fashion in Austin, it's topless.
So
you know, you got people just hanging out topless, and this is in downtown park.
It just adds a little more texture to the experience,
exactly.
Doesn't it? All right, so give me one, because, you know, we're coming down to the end of the The episode is so fast. One restaurant I got to go to right now to grub on.
I'm going to have to give a shout out to my old alma mater is Vox Table. Joe Anguiano down there is doing awesome. He used to work with Jose Andreas out in L.A.
All right.
So he's
Spanish influence.
Yeah, exactly. He's doing Spanish, French, and American influence. But it's something different in Austin, you know, because they tend to gear towards in Texas heavier foods. Uh-huh. So he's doing a lot of lighter style California stuff, which is something refreshing to Austin.
Yeah, dude, that sounds great. Travis, high five, man.
Hi, man.
Boom. That was so much fun. You've been listening to The Liquid Lifestyle here on the Radio Northwest Network. We've been chatting with Travis Tober, great American bartender, the director of on-premise outreach for House Spirits Distillery. That's it. We are moving on. Look forward to getting at you next weekend.